From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, the benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index surpasses the 9,000 mark for the first time. U.S. President Donald Trump signs an MOU with Iran that ends the war between the two sides, but it's unclear whether Tehran plans to charge service fees for ships transiting the Strait of Hormuz after the 60-day negotiation period ends. And South Korea's national football team gets ready to face Group A leader and host Mexico in their second match of the 2026 FIFA World Cup. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. The Korea Composite Stock Price Index crossed the 9,000-point threshold for the first time on Thursday, turning a new page in South Korea's capital market history. The benchmark index reached the milestone just 22 trading days after breaking the 8,000 mark. Amid a semiconductor-driven rally, a growing number of brokerages are forecasting that the KOSPI could eventually reach 10,000 points. Bae Ju-yeon has more.
The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index surged more than 2% to cross the 9,000 mark for the first time Thursday. The index rose 199.6 points or 2.25% to close at a record high of 9,063.84. The milestone came just 34 days or 22 trading sessions after the index first crossed 8,000 intraday on May 15th. The KOSPI has gained more than 4,000 points so far this year. After starting the year at 4,000.63, the index crossed the 5,000 mark on January 22nd and the 6,000 mark on February 25th before going on to surpass 7,000 on May 6th and 8,000 on May 15th. Semiconductor stocks led the rally. Samsung Electronics jumped 4.62%, reclaiming the 360,000-won level, while SK Hynix surged 6.51% and briefly topped 2.7 million won for the first time during intraday trading. Market sentiment remained resilient despite overnight losses in all three major U.S. stock indexes after the June meeting of the U.S. Federal Reserve's Federal Open Market Committee, the outcome of which was seen as unexpectedly hawkish. Bae Ju-yeon, KBS World Radio News.
U.S. President Donald Trump and Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian have signed a memorandum of understanding and ended the Iran war. With the preliminary deal now in effect, the two sides have begun a 60-day negotiation period during which ships can pass through the Strait of Hormuz free of charge. But it's still unclear whether Tehran will eventually charge service fees, and this presents a concern for South Korea, which relies heavily on Middle Eastern oil. Rosenbach has more.
This was not easy.
U.S. President Donald Trump signed a preliminary peace agreement with Iran at the Palace of Versailles on Wednesday, just ahead of a dinner hosted by French President Emmanuel Macron.
Bravo.
The scene was shared on social media by the White House Deputy Chief of Staff, showing Trump signing the Memorandum of Understanding with Macron applauding at his side.
Did you sign the MOU?
You signed it. Give
me
your side.
The Iranian Foreign Ministry also confirmed the development through the country's state media. The 14-point MOU released by the U.S. government includes an immediate end to the war, the full reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, and the lifting of a U.S. blockade of Iranian ports. Trump said earlier this week that the critical waterway will open toll-free, but Iran is indicating that after 60 days, it may charge service fees for ships passing through the strait. Iran's chief negotiator, Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf, told Iranian media on Wednesday that the Strait of Hormuz will not return to pre-war conditions despite the peace deal. South Korea relies on the Middle East for over 70% of its crude oil imports, making the Strait of Hormuz a critical energy artery. Seoul's foreign ministry said earlier this week that freedom of safe passage through the strait must be fully guaranteed, reiterating the government's basic position that no transit fees or charges should be imposed. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
President Lee Jae-myung and U.S. President Donald Trump discussed the situation in the Middle East, Korean Peninsula issues, and the South Korea-U.S. alliance during their talks at the G7 summit in Evian-le-Bains, France. According to a briefing by the Office of National Security on Thursday, the two leaders spoke at length at an official dinner at the summit on Tuesday, where he congratulated Trump on the end-of-war agreement reached with Iran. The presidents agreed on the importance of free and safe navigation in the Strait of Hormuz and concurred that the restoration of stability and peace in the Middle East can be expected to stabilize oil prices and the economy. Amid speculation that South Korea might participate in the creation of a reconstruction and development fund for Iran, a Chungwade official said he expressed willingness to contribute to all international community efforts. He also conveyed his hopes that Trump will play a role in finding a peaceful solution to the North Korea issue, just as he strived to resolve issues in the Middle East. He returned home on Thursday after wrapping up a 10-day tour that marked the start of a diplomatic push toward Europe. South Korea's national football team will face Group A leader and host Mexico on Thursday local time, which is Friday in South Korea, in their second match of the 2026 FIFA World Cup. Manager Hong Myung-bo expressed confidence ahead of the showdown. Yoon So-young has this report a day before kickoff.
South Korea and Mexico will meet Thursday local time in what amounts to a battle for first place in Group A of the 2026 FIFA World Cup after both sides open the tournament with victories. The winner of this match will advance directly to the round of 32. At an official pre-match press conference, manager Hong Myung-bo said preparations were complete and that his players were in peak condition.
The starting lineup has been decided. The players are feeling good about their condition.
Hong acknowledged that the match will be played in front of an overwhelmingly pro-Mexico crowd, but said he expects his experienced squad to handle the pressure. The Taeguk Warriors have advanced to the knockout rounds three times, highlighted by a historic semifinal run in 2002 with a round of 16 finishes in 2010 and 2022. Hong also invoked South Korea's run to the semifinals at the 2002 World Cup, saying he hopes the current squad can surpass that achievement.
We reached the semifinals at the 2002 World Cup. I hope our players can go beyond that record.
Hwang In-bum, who scored the equalizer in South Korea's comeback win over Czechia, said preparations for Mexico were complete and voiced confidence in a positive result. South Korea had their final training session on Wednesday at the Chivas Valle Verde Training Center near Guadalajara. All 28 members of the squad, including two recovered defenders, took part. Having opened the tournament with a come-from-behind win over Czechia, South Korea will now look to extend its winning streak to two and create momentum by taking down host nation Mexico. After the Tech Warriors face Mexico, the next match will be against South Africa at Estadio Monterrey in Guadalupe next Wednesday local time. Yoon So-hyang, KBS World Radio News.
The National Assembly has taken the first step in its investigation into the unprecedented shortage of ballots reported during the recent local elections. A special investigative committee held its inaugural meeting on Thursday, kicking off a 45-day parliamentary probe on the ballot shortages reported at more than a dozen polling stations in Seoul during the June 3rd local elections. The plan for the parliamentary inquiry, approved during the meeting, was adopted at a plenary session of the National Assembly later in the day. The committee comprises 9 members from the ruling Democratic Party, 7 from the main opposition People Power Party, and 2 from non-negotiating parties. Representative Yoon Sang-hyun of the People Power Party has been appointed to chair the panel. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chen.